The reading this morning, if you'd like to follow along, is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 7.
Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honour Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. People walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy, as people rejoice before at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burns them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Christmas. Good morning. My name's Scott. If I haven't met you yet, I'd love to meet you this morning before you head off to your lunches or whatever you're doing or to open your presents. Now, I don't know if that means that they're strict. It's just, you know, just different traditions, you know. So don't feel ripped off, kids, if you haven't opened your presents yet. Well, I wonder if Christmas for you has ever felt like a bit of a dud. You know, as I scan around the room, you know, maybe some faces, kind of pick the people. Now, and I don't just mean maybe you got a dud present. I remember we had an uncle who the best Christmas present he ever gave was an inflatable coat hanger. I have no idea what you're supposed to use an inflatable coat hanger for. Or a sponge to wash the car. So if you've got a sponge to wash the car, you're actually doing pretty well out of this uncle. I don't mean just a dud present, and I don't mean sort of like a dud gathering, you know, and I know sometimes you get together with the family and then, you know, Uncle Bob has an argument with Uncle Bill and the whole thing turns sour, you know, that kind of thing. I don't mean that. I don't mean, you know, maybe someone burnt the roast and, you know, all the crackling was destroyed. No. But I wonder, have you ever felt like the whole Christmas deal is just a bit of a dud? A little bit disappointing. Well, in 1914, Christmas must have felt like a total dud to a whole bunch of people around the world. It was World War I, and the world was a pretty dark and gloomy place. For a bunch of soldiers who'd been fighting, who were on the Western Front in Belgium, they'd been fighting for 6 months in a war where they were promised it would be over before Christmas. And yet, as Christmas Eve rolled around, here they were, in the mud and the blood, with the guns and the explosions. To say Christmas is a dud is a bit of an understatement, right? This Christmas would have been awful. But you know what? For some of these soldiers on the Western Front, down in their trenches, on Christmas, the fighting stopped. The guns stopped firing. The bombs stopped dropping. And instead of the sound of gunfire, you could hear the sound of carols. Some of the trenches were only as far away as an Olympic swimming pool from each other, and so they could hear each other singing Christmas songs. Some people in German, some in English, some in other languages. And people joined in. And after a while, some of the soldiers got a little bit brave. They sort of stuck their heads up, see if anyone would shoot them. And when no one did, they came out of the trenches. And soldiers from both sides left their weapons behind and met on Christmas Day. They actually exchanged presents, swapping food and cigarettes and all sorts of things and buttons off their uniforms. It's called the Christmas Truce. This brief little moment of peace and joy. They even played a bit of soccer. But you know, for these poor soldiers, this hope, this joy of Christmas didn't last very long. See, because in not very many hours or days, depending on where they were, the fighting started up again. And so Christmas there turned out to be a total dud, longing for peace that would last, but didn't. Now, I wonder if Christmas has felt a bit of a dud to you. Kind of this temporary game of pretend where, you know, just for a day or two in the year, you kind of get all excited and you hype yourself up and you just pretend like everything's wonderful and good and okay in the world. But then life goes back to reality. See, I think Christmas in 2024 can still be pretty gloomy. Because in every continent almost of this world, there's still wars. There's still famine. There's still corruption. Governments that oppress their people. There are still tribes oppressing other tribes. There's still slavery and people being run out of their homes and living as refugees. And not just out there, but in here. For so many of us in this room, Christmas is gloomy. Suffering and pain, grief and loss, loneliness, depression, disease, hurt. Christmas can be a bit of a dud sometimes. But didn't God promise that Christmas would fix everything? Have a look there at these promises that God made 700 years before the first Christmas. You'll find it there in that little insert in your handouts. Have a look at verse 1. God promised, "Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress." This is God's Christmas promise. Because of Christmas, there will be no more gloom for those in distress. Why? Verse 6. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will rule. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Of the greatness of his government and of peace, there will be no end. See, God did promise that Christmas wouldn't just be a temporary truce, a temporary cease in the fighting. He promised that it would be a peace that lasts forever. An end to the gloom and the darkness and the brokenness of our world. Everlasting peace. But Christmas came 2,000 odd years ago. And the world we live in is still gloomy, isn't it? Christmas can feel like a dud, like a failed truce that lasted just a moment. But God's promises haven't failed. Christmas is no dud, but the first rays of hope. Because that child, Jesus, who was born into the world, brought light light that pierces through the darkness and shatters oppression, a shattering light. Now, 14 years ago in Chile, some of you might remember, in San Jose, 33 miners were trapped in an underground mine in Chile for 69 days. That's an incredible amount of time. For 17 days, they'd been down there in the darkness, rationing out food that was only supposed to last 2 days. Every now and then, someone might switch on their torch for a minute and off again to conserve the batteries. When after 17 days of being trapped underground, finally, a drill broke through. The first rays of light, the first sign of hope that rescue was coming, that the darkness and the gloom they were trapped in would soon be over. It would be another 16 days before they actually got out. Have a look at verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. See, like those miners trapped underground, Jesus' arrival was like the first light breaking through, the first sign that rescue was coming, that they would be safe, that the gloom would be over. See, God had sent his Son into the world. Mighty God, as a tiny child, come to shatter the power that crushes and oppresses his people. Come to bring a new government, a new rule, a rule that is perfectly good, that brings peace, that brings an end to evil and suffering and pain. I wonder who here has ever watched the sunrise at dawn. I haven't very often, but I have. And the thing with watching the sun come up at dawn is you go from total darkness, and then you get this, you know, like it's pitch black, and then all of a sudden it's kind of, you can kind of see some shapes, and the sky starts to lighten a little bit, and then the light, and then finally the sun just peeks out over the top, and the light starts driving away the darkness. But do you know when the shadows are actually the longest? The shadows are longest at dawn, because the sun is shining through, but there are still shadows, still darkness, still patches where the light hasn't yet hit. Jesus, like dawn, has come, shone his light into this world, like that drill through to the miners. Rescue is coming, there is hope. But the shadows are still long. We still live in a world that is still gloomy and dark. But the work God began at Christmas isn't finished yet, because Jesus, this King, this Prince of Peace, is returning. Now, I wonder who here has already opened their presents and received a gift voucher. Anyone received a gift voucher? It might be, you know, you can go spend it on something. It might be for an experience, you know, you can go and do something really exciting. Maybe it's you can go and spend it on something. Well, I wonder if when you got that, you opened it up and you thought, what a dud. It's just a little piece of plastic. It's not a toy. It's not something I can eat. It's not something I can wear. Not even a pair of undies. What am I going to do with this? But you didn't think that, did you? Because you know what that gift card means. You know that the beauty of a voucher, of a gift card, is what it promises, what it guarantees in the future. It kind of points forward. And Christmas is like that. Have a look again at verse 6. To us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. See, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is the King of the universe. He is King of a kingdom that will never end. But it's a bit like a gift voucher, because he's coming back for us to cash it in. He's coming back. He went to heaven like the Terminator. He said, "I'll be back," although not quite. See, the dawn has come. The light has broken in. The shadows and the gloom is still there. But the full light of day is coming when he returns and establishes his kingdom on the earth. Now, of all the places in the world, of all the governments to live under, I think ours is kind of the best of a bad bunch, right? If you're going to live anywhere, Australia's a pretty good place to live. But we all know just how powerless our government is really to bring about good. Our government can't get rid of homelessness or substance abuse, can't get rid of violence. Our government can't really fix anything. And we would think, well, government's not really the answer. But Jesus' government is the answer. Jesus, the King, who will rule with perfection and goodness and justice and righteousness, his government will bring an end to the gloom forever. Living under him as King will be the most wonderful thing that we could never imagine, because we cannot imagine how good that will be. See, when he returns, it won't be a temporary truce, but a lasting victory, peace that will last with no end. But it's interesting, isn't it? Do you notice there that the ones rejoicing in verse 3 are the ones who have been rescued, not the ones who have been conquered? See, to be part of his kingdom, we actually need to change from the kingdom we're in. We need to defect from the kingdom we belong to that rejects him. We need to honour him and welcome him as King. If you haven't done that, I encourage you to do that today. Well, have you felt a bit like Christmas can be a bit of a dud? Maybe this week, today, you felt like Christmas is a bit of a letdown. Maybe you feel the gloom and the weight of pain and hardship and the mess in this world. But the dawn has come. The gift card has been held out and offered to us, a guarantee that the King is coming back, and the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please help us to see that at Christmas, the sun rose, the light has come, and though we live in a world where the shadows are still long, help us remember that we have that gift card, that guarantee that Jesus is coming back, and that all who have clung to him will be part of his new kingdom, where there will be peace, perfect justice and righteousness and goodness forever. Lord, may we look forward to that day when he returns and know the joy of Christmas. Amen.